This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yes, it is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Everybody else has escaped with their sanity. This is Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day. Is that appropriate, do you think, to say
people always blast Memorial? That, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not happy. This is not a happy day. This is about people who have lost their lives protecting our country. I don't know, happy. We're happy that they did it, because in many cases, if not most cases, people who have sacrificed their lives in service to our country have helped us. Those are the things to remember on Memorial Day. There are a lot of people who concern themselves with the price of hot dogs, but maybe... more, if we weren't in the position we are, the price of gasoline, for example, would be... Have you ever think about it this way? The influences, the wars that have been fought, and how it affects the way we live. If we hadn't... Some people argue that if we hadn't fought in the Middle East, the price of gasoline would be $6 a gallon instead of $3. That's the other thing that's happening this weekend. I don't know how much it is, Victoria, in New York, where you are, or New Jersey, where I'm sure you'll spend the weekend, but the price here has gone over $3 a gallon
for the first time. Yeah, New Jersey, last weekend I was down in New Jersey and filled up before I came back to the city, and it was $2.92. And Jersey gas, that's expensive for Jersey gas.
It is,
and that's regular unleaded. Yeah, that's regular unleaded. That's the lowest of the low for $2.92. Yeah. So the premium stuff was like three something. I forget. Yeah. I don't bother with the premium stuff. So.
Yeah. And by the way, as a helpful hint, buying premium gasoline these days is a complete waste of money. There's nothing that comes, supposedly, in the old days used to promote the fact that it was a higher octane, 92 octane, better for the engine, kept it from pinging, whereas the cheap stuff is 87 octane, and that was, they'd taken things out during the process. The engines that are built these days, they don't really recognize the difference. They don't even recognize the difference between ethanol and regular gasoline, because they burn everything very clean, very efficient.
Yeah. Well, our car is only a year old, so I actually read the manual, which is a tip that I...
Wow.
I know. Someone actually said, I saw a post online, hey, read the manual when it comes to gasoline, and it says in the manual to use regular unleaded. It doesn't even say, oh, you must use, the mid-level or the high end. It doesn't... If the manual of the car says what it runs on, then just go by that.
I have a high-end 500 car with a 500 horsepower engine in it, and I never use anything other than the cheap stuff. You can throw the other stuff in, but it doesn't do you any good. You're going to get any more mileage. With those things, mileage stops when you hit the throttle. Hit the accelerator, whoosh, and you're done with that. All right, so, Victoria, what do we have that's trending that we ought to have in our discussion focus?
Well, Julian Assange is in the news again. He has been hiding out, or whatever you want to call it, seeking refuge at the Ecuadorian embassy London. Yeah.
Bonk, 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 bonk.
Yeah. So he's been in London at the Ecuadorian embassy for 6 years now, and apparently that situation is in jeopardy, and that his current situation, they say, is quote-unquote unusually bad, and that he could leave the embassy any day now. Either he will be forced out or made to feel so restricted he might actually choose to leave on his own. His position there is in jeopardy, according to insiders. We're not exactly sure why, but if he does get pushed out, of course, he's been worried that the U.S. government is going to go after him.
Grab him.
Yeah. Because of all the rape charge that's been dropped. They dropped that investigation. That was initially what he was running from.
That wasn't even an American investigation. Wasn't that
right.
Switzerland?
Sweden, I think, yeah. And so that's been dropped. And so now his main concern is U.S. investigators going after him. So we'll see where he ends up. But he may not be staying at the embassy any longer. But 6 years, it's like, haven't you overstayed your welcome at that point?
What's the food like after 6 years there?
Well, remember Pamela Anderson was sending him food or brought him fast food or something?
I do remember
good old
that.
Pam Ann.
Speaking of names that are in the news, like Mr. Assange, former boxer Jack Johnson. This is a very interesting reality here. The president has pardoned him, even though he's dead. Johnson was the first black boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship. He was convicted back in 1913 under the Mann Act at the time for crossing state lines with a white woman for a quote-unquote immoral purpose. Imagine what it was like living in this country even 100 years ago. The woman's name was Lucille Cameron. She did not cooperate with the investigation. She became Johnson's second wife, which was another fiasco and scandal. Lawmakers have been trying to pardon him for years. Rumor of a pardon from Trump started spreading after Sylvester Stallone called Trump to lobby for Jackson's pardon. What an outrage.
You know, the interesting thing about this is apparently, I may be wrong, but if he's not the only person, then he's one of a very select few who have been pardoned after they've died. Apparently, that's not something that presidents typically do.
No.
Yeah, they pardon living people, and I'm not sure what they call it when they... It's not a presidential pardon after you've died, but in this case, it is for him.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what living conditions are like under that. When we think about where we are today and what we refer to as progressivism or progressive thinking, that people would think that way and act that way, it just is... Imagine coming back, those people who lived under the duress of that, coming back to our country now and seeing all of the... mixed marriages there are, and the interracial dating, interreligious
dating.
Hello,
we just had a royal wedding featuring an interracial couple.
It's really pretty fascinating. I was noticing some numbers in the news, speaking of what life was like then and what it's like now. You know, this week earlier, I think, or last week, we were talking about how many people were, what the population realities were in our country. And so I did a little digging because in terms of Americans who are legal, we are not increasing the population. I think we flatlined at a whatever the point is. But the population of people being born in our country has become flat. However, how do you explain the 2.8 million increase in the U.S. population since last year? And that can be explained by the number of illegals who have become a part of the wallpaper or the number of legals who have come into our country. And I don't think people realize the implication of both the legal immigration realities and the illegal immigration realities. The only thing we focus on are the illegals. And some of the people who are here illegally now, that definition has changed somewhat because of how we've focused on who's coming and why they're coming and what they're doing when they're here. One of the things I remember most from being in college, Victoria, was the number of people who came to my college, and this is in the mid-60s, people coming to a small Midwestern, it was a liberal arts college then, it still is actually, and the outreach that went, we had students from Micronesia and China and in India, places that, yeah, it was great because we were broadened by having that experience. I can remember one of the Micronesian kids. I'm having my 50th college reunion in a couple of weeks. And I was thinking about one of the kids that came from Micronesia. We called him Chewy long before Chewbacca was around. His real name was something you couldn't pronounce. And so I don't know even where the Chewy came up with. But he's a great, great kid. And he stayed in this country, as did most of the other students that came here from other countries ended up staying here because we had arrangements so that people who would come to our country, go to school here, and contribute were welcome to stay. And that went on until fairly recently, actually. I think it changed after September 11th, in fact, where we just kind of willy-nilly, the laws, the Patriot Act is so stupid. It really is. The fact that it's still in reality, is still in effect, the kinds of things. And I think we recognized and somehow or other have dealt with some parts of the Patriot Act that kept people, college people who'd come here from other countries and they'd want to stay, but they couldn't because as much as anything else, where they came from. You know, automatically, if you came to the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, any Middle Eastern country, you couldn't stay. You might be able to go to school here, but as soon as you're done with school, gonzo, get lost, get out. And so a lot of the things that we used to depend on, and I don't even know, you know, this isn't about labor on the farm, this is about technology. And people who are working in those sorts of positions who are not only programmers, but they were creative because somehow or other, I don't know this, I don't get this either. It's not meant to sound anything. I'm not going to apologize for it. But for whatever the reason, Indians and people who come, well, mostly I think Indians are the one, Pakistanis too, are really good at programming. I don't know why. Why is that? Why do you think that is? How do you think that all got started, Victoria?
I don't know. It's like, why do Indians make good doctors?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, again. Yeah, tons of them came here, and then they stopped now letting them stay again.
I think that the structure of their earlier education is very heavy on maths and sciences.
Yeah.
And ours really isn't over here. Yeah, and so right. We kind of get into
that
stuff much later on.
Well, the STEM program has come out of that, hasn't it? The STEM program kind of has.
Well, we're pushing for that now here in the U.S. Yeah. Because our kids are just so far behind other kids in other countries. And they're learning computer coding in kindergarten in other countries, you know, and our kids, that's something like in college you can start to learn it if you want. But so now there's a big push for all of that. Science, yeah. Technology, engineering, and math. That's what the STEM programs are. Yeah.
All right. Other numbers in the news. 74,000 is the number of increased population in Nevada. It's the fastest growing state for the 17th year. More people moving into Nevada, most of them coming from Southern California, because people in Southern California are fed up with the traffic and the taxes and the stupid thinking, so they go to Nevada where pretty much everybody leaves them alone. Let's see here. Another number I thought you'd be interested in, especially with the royal wedding. Last year, Prince Charles attended 494 official British functions.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? 494 different things he went to as the prince. And the number also, everybody's looking at the British royal family, the number of official functions attended by somebody in the royal family last year, 3,456.
Wow.
Where they ask somebody to come in, that'd be a lot of the things that the prince and the new Duchess, what's her name? Duchess of Wales or Duchess of...
No, they're the Duchess. She and Harry are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Oh, that's it. Okay, good to know. All right, let's get something else into your head that's good to know. Special deal this weekend when it comes to losing weight. If you've asked yourself over and over again, why is it that I can't lose weight? I go on all these programs, all these diets, I buy all this food, and they don't seem to work. They don't work because they're no good. That's a great sales pitch, right? The rest of the products on the market suck. This product is really going to work, and it really is. Calitrin. Calotren. What a great story from the hundreds and thousands of people who have made this choice, the healthy choice, to lose weight. This is a fabulously successful, supportive program. Calitrin uses collagen, which is the number one protein in your body, to help you lose weight. Best thing for this weekend is you get twice the supply of Calitrin for the same price. You buy three, you'll get six bottles. Go to toploss.com for the special deal. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV and get six for the price of three. Lose that weight. Toploss.com. Check the box for DJV.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
And change after the hour. Victoria Keelan and I together, what a swell pair we make here on the DJV program. Let's focus on a television show that is not going to happen. Interestingly enough, Meghan Markle's TV producer ex-husband has pulled the plug on plans, Victoria, to create a show based on her life. His name is Trevor Engelson. They were married in 2011 in Jamaica, got divorced a couple of years later. It was widely reported that he was working on a Fox show about a man whose wife leaves him for a British prince. That's very clever on his of the show. Would have added fiction to real life events, as Markle and Engelson never had children, but this show showed the fact they had children. They fought over custody of the children, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, insiders say that Markle's pals talked to Engelson at her behest and convinced him to suspend working on the show, at least for a while. His project is currently on hold, so they say. Markle reportedly reached out to her ex to thank him for not doing it. She did talk to him with Harry's agreement to thank him for not telling their story in public. Yeah.
It's nice. Finally, somebody in her world is being decent.
Not a promotion, you know what.
Right, right.
Yeah, begins with a W and ends with an E, and there's an H and an O-R in it somewhere. Mommy, what does that spell? Okay, let's get to some music news here at 25 past the hour on the DJV show, starting with the Goo Goo Dolls. Goo Goo Dolls announcing a new live album, Victoria, titled The Audience Is This Way, coming out the 21st of July. It contains 10 never-before-heard live reworkings of tracks from all through their discography, from the mid-90s to 2016's Boxes. News comes ahead of Goo Goo Dolls' upcoming Dizzy Up the Girl 20th Anniversary Tour. Would you go see them?
I have seen them. I'm trying to remember. They're good live, yeah. I don't know if his voice is held up, but if it does, then yes, I would say they're actually really good live.
Yeah. Who's his?
Johnny Resnick, the singer.
Is the lead singer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the Goo Goos, I always just love the name. Goo Goo Dolls. You'll be happy to know, by the way, as an aside, that I talked to a fellow who's a new radio station, actually a station I used to be on, at least on the dial position, 1510. They're going to recreate the music of the moldy oldies that I love.
Mm-hmm. And this guy wants me and a couple of other former disc jockeys to be voices on the station.
Oh boy, do they know what they're getting when they ask you to do that?
Let's see.
Do they know that you're going to sing along over every song?
Yeah, no, I don't over everyone, but once in a while I might. I didn't do too much of that when I was actually doing the jock stuff in the 70s, but maybe I might make a comeback, if you will. All right, speaking of comebacks, Will Smith teasing his musical comeback, sharing a behind-the-scenes studio clip that shows him rapping about the fresh Prince of Bel-Air and marrying Rihanna. He hasn't released an album in 13 years, but it's been signaling his return to music for some time. Getting jiggy with it, yes. By the way, there are rumors that he and his wife are getting divorced. Did you see that?
No, but those rumors seem to have plagued them for years now.
Yeah.
They don't seem to ever get divorced, but
no.
I don't know.
There's a new interview with Will Smith. In it he says, quote, "There's nothing that compares to being on stage with a hit record. Those first couple of seconds when people recognize the song, it's the one they've been waiting for. There's nothing in entertainment that matches that feeling." You know what? I think that's true about live performance. That's why I love to go. I haven't bought any ticket for concerts this summer yet, other than the one I went to last week with Tavares. But I looked at a few, and my pal Arthur, who's my lawyer and compatriot when it comes to these things, we all decided we'd try to get some tickets to go see some of these shows, because it is so much fun. When they hit the chord for a song that's well-known, the audience always screams, "Yay!" Because that's what they're there for. That's right? I mean, you don't go to a concert. So listen, that's why I stopped going to Van Morrison concerts, because he doesn't want to sing the hits anymore.
Yeah,
he wants
that's
to sing
true.
Some left-wing crazy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says there's no evidence to support allegations that the FBI spied on the Trump presidential campaign. After a bipartisan classified intelligence briefing, California Democrat Adam Schiff said there's also no evidence to support claims that any law enforcement agency failed to follow appropriate procedures. The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell was asked if he learned anything new at the briefing.
Nothing particularly surprising. Again, it was classified.
He was speaking on Fox News. President Trump may have pulled out of the summit with Kim Jong-un, but he sends this message to North Korea.
We are more ready than we have ever been before.
And reports from North Korea are that Kim Jong-un is still willing to meet with President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you like the DJ B Show, you'll love the DJ B Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ B Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Hi, welcome into our lair, L-A-I-R. Have you ever been in a lair, Victoria?
Doesn't that usually end with someone getting murdered or mauled by an animal?
No, not necessarily. No,
really? So, like, there's a good lair, like Batman's lair?
Right, yeah. There is.
What lairs are you hanging out in?
I'm hanging out on the farm this weekend doing a lot of work. We're having the opening of the farm. For the first time, you go to EastleyFarm.com or on Facebook, Facebook.com/EastleyFarm. You can follow what's going on the farm this weekend. See pictures of the new ice cream bus. Did you see those pictures yet? You should look at those.
I didn't.
You get a kick out of it. You'd chuckle. So I took an old, you know, I used to be in the school bus business, and I had three or four buses laying around that I used to hold parts for various things on the farm, for the farm equipment. And I took one of them and converted it to an ice cream truck or a bus. So it has all of the, it's actually, we could probably post the article that was in the newspaper about it. We'll put that on Facebook, too, as well. It's just kind of cool. I haven't had this kind of excitement for a couple of years on the farm. So it's good. There are all kinds of events going on. It's nice. As we think about Memorial Day, a day when we pause to give thanks for the people who fought for the things that we have. People always ask what, as a kid growing up, I can remember asking these questions and looking for answers. What's the difference between for Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, Veterans Day? What's all that? Well, Thanksgiving, I think, is a day we pause to give thanks for what we have. And Memorial Day is a day when you pause to give thanks for the people who fought for the things that we have. Do you think that's a good, reasonable distinction?
I do.
Between the two? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Veterans Day is to honor those who are still alive, whereas in terms of people who have been of service to the country, as opposed to Memorial Day, which is about those who have passed. It used to be called Decoration Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
It started after World War I. When people would go, there would be organized groups of people that would go to the wherever there were soldiers who were buried, and they would decorate their tombstones, decorate the grounds around the tombstones, especially at Arlington and some of the other federal cemeteries. So that's, but it then became, I think, after World War II, it became Memorial Day. But it's a time, and it's an important time. And I wonder, again, the fact that you didn't know that brings around something. This is not chastisement. It's just how things have changed, what we learned about. I remember spending the time before, and I think it was when I was in the eighth grade, the time before, that week before Memorial Day, studying why we had Memorial Day in both social studies, mostly in social studies, but American history as well, how it was that we came to be involved in some of the wars that we've been involved in, and what lessons we learned from them. That's not taught anymore. And thus, if you don't learn from history, you repeat it. And I swear to you that we're getting into one mess after another, although I thought it was really interesting this week, I forget where I read it, I know I talked about it on the air, Victoria, this theory that we have, and I posted something along that line on my personal Facebook page. I don't think I put it on the DJB page. I may have. The wars, what causes them, where the ideas come from on both sides. It's the same people that create the problems on both sides just to sell armament. And so when you think about the number of men and women who have lost their lives in the struggles, starting with Vietnam, certainly that's my history, and going fast forward, the only legitimate war, in my opinion, since World War II, Korea certainly wasn't. Vietnam certainly wasn't. The Desert Storm was. I always thought Desert Storm was something that really needed to be done. We needed to do what we did there. But most of the other stuff, what a waste. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's something. You know me, Victoria always teases me and she chuckles. She got that great chuckle when I do some of the things that are happening in Framingham. But is this not a microcosm of some of the crazy stuff? I mean, the things we focus on, crazy things can happen anywhere. And it seems that things here in my neck of the woods are no different. Here is a Facebook post I saw by Shiana Dion, who's a 28-year-old woman, Victoria, who was charged with murder in the killing of a North Andover tow truck driver back in December. So her case has been continued, and this week her case was dropped. So she posted on Facebook, "My case is being dropped," and then the music in the background is MC Hammer's "Can't Touch This." Oh. The charges were dropped against her. Originally, she was charged with being under the influence of alcohol and drugs when she crashed into this guy's tow truck and killed him back in December. She was operating under the influence, so they say. So it became a homicide. And now what they found out in the toxicology, this is like a scene from NCIS or something,
right,
where they look everything over, and apparently she wasn't at all. Negative toxicology tests, black ice and that sort of thing. It was the first really cold night of the season. But the bottom line is the guy still died in the crash. She was operating, this is a difficult thing. Was she operating over the speed limit? I can't tell, because once you get on the black ice, there's nothing. You can't do anything. You just, if you're smart, you keep your foot off the brake and take your hands off the wheel, let the car go where it's going to go. But anyway, I found it, what bothered me is that she celebrated the way she did. Am I being sensitive?
No, I agree. That's kind of crude. No, I winced when you said that. That's just, completely distasteful. It's just awful.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It's fine that she gets her life back, but what about the poor guy? You know, that's terrible.
Right.
People just don't have, I don't know. I'm going to start to sound old now, too.
No sensitivity.
There's no empathy. There's no sensitivity. There's just no sense of decorum. It's
nothing.
Just, I don't know.
It's having the sense of being genteel. You know that.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's just a function of having some class.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Yeah, you got no lady. You got no class. None.
Nope.
Zero. All right. Here, speaking of no class, the story of Viktor Svek from Russia came to our country, went to school. One of these people I was talking about earlier stayed here, taught Russian at Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts. Had a sexual relationship with a student, and now married a student who is in his class. Still teaches at the school. Wow.
Wow.
This is interesting. Huh?
So how old is she now?
This was in the late 80s when he was teaching. He's in his 70s at the present time, and she's in her early 40s, it looks like. 37. Ugh. She's 37.
Oh, God! That is just so creepy.
Well, the fact that they met when he was in school teaching her and it went on, and then he married her, I find that to be... That's just... Yeah, that is... I don't know whether...
What 37-year-old woman wants a 70-year-old guy?
Well, there are women around who... I don't know that in this case. I think it's possible to love somebody, but what kind of love is it? I mean, once you get... it's made no secret of the fact that in my love relationships, most of the women are the two of the three women that I've cared for the most of my life were at least 15 years younger than I was. And I think that was part of the attraction of the two. You couldn't tell, and you can't really tell now. I say that. Maybe it's not very objective. I don't think I sound my age, act my age, look my age. I just am not. I think...
No, you
numbers,
don't.
It's a BS number. Age is,
right.
You know, depending on whether you let it get to you or not. And so in this circumstance, I just find... when you get into the... 40-year difference, that's a little... But what the heck did I see this week, though, about some kind of a romance like that? And it wasn't a guy and a girl. It was the other way around. It was a woman who was in... I know I saw this. Oh, I wish I
could... Oh, well, look at Macron. His wife is...
Yeah, yeah. But it was some... This is... No, I know what it was.
Significantly older.
This one, and I didn't talk about it because... Every once in a while, I steer clear of these things, even though my judgment... I don't even know if my judgment is appropriate in this circumstance. This is a woman who is 78 years old, who had an affair and married a younger woman who was early 40s. Mm-hmm. And the woman who was in her 70s, very attractive, in her mid-70s, and the younger woman was also attractive. And it was the story about their relationship, how long they'd been together. And I know that I didn't tell the story because I know some people find that stuff distasteful, and I didn't figure, it's just one more. But it was just kind of a nice love story, actually. I just am recalling it from what I see. There's so much stuff. You know, you were like this as well, Victoria. Most people don't understand or don't, maybe it's not important, how much stuff we actually absorb and look at during the course of the week in order to do this kind of a program. You got to have some reference. But thankfully, I say that I got a good mind and been a quick study all my life, so I remember all kinds of stuff. Sometimes I can't put all the pieces together because the stories get jumbled in my mind. And I'm thinking, okay, did I talk about that this week, or did I put that story together with this one? And so anyway, that's where that comes from. 45 after the hour on one of the most important parts of your day, that's listening to the DJV show.
It's 3 p.m. And you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
More than 41 million people will travel for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And this year, 7 out of 8 are driving. Unfortunately, tires are one of the last things people think about. But it should be the first, since tires are the only part of your vehicle that touch the road. So they're an important safety feature, responsible for carrying your family to safety every day. Proper care and maintenance are critical. Here are 3 easy tips from tire manufacturer Bridgestone. Check your tire pressure once a month and before you head out on a road trip. Improper pressure can impact fuel economy, handling, and performance. Make sure your tires have proper tread depth. The penny test is a great way to check. Dip the penny upside down in the tread of each tire. If you can see Lincoln's head, it's time for a new set. Make sure you rotate all 4 tires every 5 to 7,000 miles to prevent uneven wear. If you need help, visit a Firestone Complete Auto Care store for a free tire pressure check and tread assessment. For more tips, visit tiresafety.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Okay, so let's I want to acknowledge this, even though I put it in this position, Victoria, because it drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The House has overwhelmingly passed this huge defense bill, which is obscene. It was a pretty large margin, too, 351 to 66, so the Democrats are in on it as well. And people say to me, well, what do they know that you don't? What I know is, according to the every government accounting agency that's ever looked into the Defense Department budget and seen the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there, for $700 billion, the waste portion of that is $240 billion. So for $460 billion, if we had somebody who knew what the hell they were doing and managed it properly, we'd have the same protection, the same exact service, everything, without the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. The Pentagon is standard in the industry for waste and fraud. It's obscene. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late.
New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Now on the DJV show, one of my favorite portions of the program. Victoria always, her eyeballs go into the back of her head when we get into this, because I love to talk about cars. And I have found in my years of doing this, we've had some pretty interesting car experts on the program, but I can say this, actually I've never, that's one of the beauties about doing what we do. I've seen Victoria once in my life, and she's been on this program for what now? 2 years and
two
change?
Years and, yeah, 2 years and yeah. A few months.
I have never laid eyes on Nick Miles. Never. Other than the pictures I've seen of him with his beard, goatee, whatever it is that he's sporting there. He is our auto expert and one of the finest in the field as far as I'm concerned. Literally and figuratively, he's in the field. Up in Toronto, where are you in Canada?
No, I'm the other side. I'm in Vancouver right now, and it's beautiful up here.
Yes, it is. Even though it's dark. It's very nice, yes. All right, so here's the big story of the week and the big question for you, Nick. The president has proposed tariffs on imported cars. Help us all understand, does this apply to cars that are manufactured outside? Because most of the Japanese manufacturers and the Europeans, they have plants here that are building these cars. So is it for the cars that are actually not produced here that this may apply?
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the question. I get a bigger question there, Doug, is what does he actually mean when he says he's going to apply tariffs, and will he actually do it?
Are you questioning the veracity of the president's moves here? He's doing a little negotiating.
Is this Twitter President Trump, or is this the real President Trump? I'm never quite sure what's going on. It sounds like the president is unhappy with the fact that we're importing cars into the United States and wants to propose up to 25% tariffs on those vehicles, which would basically cripple the foreign industry. Who wins out of this? The Germans actually win, because they make a whole bunch of cars already in the United States.
Yeah, that's right? What I thought. Well, don't the Japanese also have a number of plants here?
They do, actually. You know, Acura are building 90% of their cars from the U.S. in Ohio. So, they're employing, I think, something like 13,000 people in factories in Ohio to build cars like the new RDX, which is the best-selling small compact vehicle luxury crossover in America. And that's built right here. The NSX, the supercar, built in Ohio. The Honda Accord, built in Ohio. So it doesn't seem like his decision makes much sense.
Well, that's why I was questioning whether it applied to cars made in our country, even if it's a German or a Japanese company. That's where I came down. I thought what we were looking at here, which kind of makes a little bit of sense, and maybe it makes a lot of sense. If you want to sell a car here and it's made here, swell, because it's good for American business and American workers. If you want to sell cars here and they aren't made here, and then you've got to pay a 20 or 25% tax on it, which you're right. Except for the expensive cars that nobody cares about, they're not going to worry about the price tag. Then it will affect a lot of, if that's the way it's read. I don't know if, I'm not clear still yet whether that's how it applies. And it doesn't sound like you're quite sure about it either yet.
No. I mean, the trouble being that the language, there's no law been proposed yet. So we've had this sort of, these short bursts of press material coming from the White House that aren't quite clear on who would be involved and why and when. Well, if there was some kind of bill introduced, we'd know better.
I think one of the things that would come out of this, because he loves to negotiate in public, is that these guys will start thinking, oh, well, maybe I better build another plant in America and hire more workers if we want to keep selling that many American cars. And would it be worth it? In many instances, it probably is or would be worth it. So,
the interesting thing is you can see like Toyota and Mazda are announcing new factories constantly, BMW announcing building new factories in the United States. In fact, there'll be lots and lots of new factories built, and that may have been helped by the president, but I don't see the problem quite yet.
Yeah. All right. Apple has gone around Tesla and has decided to partner with Volkswagen for a new automobile. Why did they not go to Tesla for their electric car?
Well, that's the story we could talk about for hours and hours and hours. I just think there's too much craziness going on over at Tesla. And I think Tesla investors were absolutely hoping that Apple would bail them out because, you know, the company is losing about $23,000 on every single car they sell, Doug, because they have so much debt.
What a great business model, huh?
Apple would... Right. They were hoping that Mr. Apple would come along and say, here's a fat check, guys, you're all okay. But it doesn't seem to have happened. They've decided it's VW.
Yeah. All right, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Thank you, Nick. Have a safe weekend. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.